In announcing the status of the approximately 5,400 people detained since the emergency decree, Pakistan's Interior Ministry was giving the highest official estimate of the arrests yet. Interior Ministry spokesman Javed Iqbal Chima said 3,416 detainees have been released. He did not say whether those freed included any of the high-profile critics considered to be leaders of opposition groups. Chima also said he did not know when the remaining 2,000 detainees would be freed.
These are preventive detentions that have been made to prevent any law and order situation in the country. As and when the provincial governments feel that they pose no threat to law and order, they may be released.
Currently in Pakistan, public gatherings of more than four people are treated as public disturbances that can threaten law and order. Not long after Chima spoke, police in Karachi clashed with groups of protesting journalists, and scores of them were arrested. President Pervez Musharraf has defended the imposition of emergency rule as necessary to stabilize the country in the face of attacks by religious militants. But his government has mainly arrested lawyers, civil servants, and political opposition leaders since the decree. During the same period, pro-Taliban militants have taken over police stations and government buildings in the Swat Valley, a scenic tourist enclave several hours' drive from Islamabad that has long been under central government control. Interior Ministry spokesman Chima says he expects the valley will be stable enough to participate in January parliamentary elections.
What I'm told that perhaps I think in about 3 to 4 weeks' time, we would be able to bring normalcy in Swat.
The Election Commission on Tuesday formally announced that elections will be held on January 8th. Opposition leaders have said they may boycott the polls unless the government lifts emergency rule and reinstates Supreme Court justices who were fired by General Musharraf. Meanwhile, the president traveled to Saudi Arabia Tuesday for 2 days of talks with top officials there. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who is in exile in Saudi Arabia, has denied reports that he plans to speak with General Musharraf during the visit. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.